There is a fascinating discussion on Chafzayin Amud Aleph and Avodah Zarah regarding Bris Milah, and mostly talking about whether a non-Jew can perform Bris Milah, which gets us into the discussion of mitzvos, whether they need to be done Lishma or not Lishma, which is related but not directly tied to mitzvos Truchas Kavanah in Truchas Kavanah. It's a related topic but not exactly the same topic. Then we actually will get to talking about whether a woman, such as the mother of a child, whether or not she can perform a bris milah. So let's begin. So the top of the Amud of Chafzayin Amud Aleph tells us, a rofe mumcha, a expert doctor, who's a non-Jew, is allowed to perform a bris milah, and we explain, imhaya mumcha l'rabim mutar, that if he's publicly known, this idol-worshipping doctor is known to be an expert, so we allow him to circumcise a Jewish child. And this actually comes up in the laws of kashrus regarding a kfela, regarding a non-Jewish expert cook, whether or not we're allowed to trust this kashrus. L'hach l'maisa, this comes up by major companies, and we talk about the concept of umen lomarin lafshe, that a major company or a well-known, let's say, chef or something of the like, so he doesn't want to lie to you about the kashrus because he has a very sterling reputation to uphold. So that's talking about here also regarding bris milah. So Tosos, the top Tosos, the Ramaskal Barofe, says, "Afilu eino mumcha l'milah, lomar enafshe b'chol davar she'es esik bo." And even if he's not an expert in circumcision per se, let's say he's a, I don't know, he's a neurologist. He's a very well-known doctor. He's not a, he doesn't do milah much often. But even then, he won't allow himself to ruin his reputation and to ruin his name in any area of medicine. So if he's going to be willing to do the milah, we'll know that we could trust him to do it the right way. The next Tosos, Divrei Maskil v'Heichan Matzinu Milah L'Shma. So Rav Yossi in the Gemara says, where in the Torah do you see that it's obligated that the bris milah has to be done l'shma? Maybe as long as the actual physical milah is done, the foreskin is cut, so that's enough. And again, as we mentioned, so this is not exactly talking about the concept of mitzvah shrichas kavana. That's a separate inyan, that going within this example of the bris milah, that perhaps the father, if you hold mitzvah shrichas kavana, the father, the avi ben, has to have the proper kavanos for the milah. That's not what we're talking about here. Here, when we say l'shma, we're talking about certain mitzvahs, like the mitzvah of tefillin, that when a pair of tefillin is written, or a sefer Torah is written, it has to be done for the purpose of tefillin, for the purpose of writing the Torah. If it's done leisurely, just to practice safras, so then that's not l'shma. So here we're saying, do we say that bris milah needs to be done l'shma? So in Tosfos, we're going to discuss whether or not a non-Jew can do a bris in comparison to writing a get. So it says Tosos, Hacha mashma de Rabbi Yehuda afagav de bai milah l'shma maskinan de machshir la b'ovid kocham. So the Gemara here is telling us that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though we require a milah to be done l'shma, we say in the end of the day that it can be done by a non-Jew. V'tema, ma'ishna miget. Why is this different than a get? The be'inam l'shma, which is required to be done l'shma. Paslinam k'siva sovet kochavim v'get. Perek ha-mevi. It says in Perek ha-mevi in Gittin that a get that's written by a non-Jew is pasul. Mishum de'ovet kochavim adai te denafshe kavid. Because the Nachri is, he's writing it with his own intentions. He's not writing it with the proper intentions of Lashma that's required. So Tosfos tells us that you can't compare the bris and the get. V'yishlomer, the lo dami, the lo amod kochavim stama ka'avid gabe mila, the stama Lashma kai calls manche in osa l'shem har grizim. Im kein, bov kochavim, the stama ka'avid kshera. That when it comes to bris mila, kavana ba'alma, you know, general intent doing it Lashma is enough. That as long as the bris is not done with the intent of the har grizim, the idolatry, so that would be enough. You don't have to have this intensive kavana of why we're doing bris milah and all the reasons for bris milah. As long as the non-Jew has the general kavana, the general idea of doing it l'shma for the reason of milah, not for the reason of idolatry, that would be sufficient. Aval get isha stam alav l'shma. But get's a little bit different, because get is personalized. Every single get has to be written for a specific woman. It's not like bris, where it's the same procedure for every baby. So therefore, since a get is not considered to be written l'shma, it has to be written specifically for that person. So if a nachri writes a get, that would be invalid. V'hilkach tzarech sheyifarish kosev haget b'tchilas k'siva ani kosev l'shem plonis hu adin m'sefer Torah. Tzarech sheyomer b'feirish b'tchilas k'siva ani kosev l'shem Torah Yisrael v'achzaros l'shem kedosha d'stama lav l'shmo kai. The halacha is that when someone writes a get, he must explicitly state that I'm writing this get l'shem plonis, for this specific woman. And same is true, says Tosos, regarding writing a Sefer Torah, that when he starts writing the Torah, he must explicitly say that he's writing it for the purpose of the Torah, the Holy Torah for Bnei Israel, and that the names of Hashem, that he's going to write them, it's a holy writing, because general lishma, general kavana, that's not enough of lishma for these types of mitzvos, which is, again, not like bris milah. V'chein mashma perak ha-nizakin in Gittin, achzaro shalo lo ksivasi lishman, mashma lo pirashti lishman. A similar idea is a mashma in Gittin, where a sofer admits that he did not write the names of Hashem in the Sefer Torah lishma. The istama kasher ad sheifari shalo lishman hayulo lomar ksavasim shalo lishman. So you see from this case that if it's enough to just have a general idea of lishma, so he wouldn't have to have admitted that he didn't write each name of Hashem with this specific lishma. So you see from here that you need the specific lishma when writing a Sefer Torah. So since it wasn't explicit, that's why it would not be valid writing the Sefer Torah. V'chein mashma namin perka sholech, and another proof in Gittin in perka sholech. Gabe Rashbag shehiter b'tzidan likach svarim me'ovid kochavim. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel had allowed Jews in Sidon to purchase Sefer Torah from non-Jews. V'rashbag ivud lishman bai kesiva lishman lo bai. And the Gemara over there asks, does Rav Shimon ben Gamliel require the tanning of the parchment of the skin to be lishma, but not the writing to be lishma? When the pasuk kesiva bodu kochav mishma mina d'stama lav lishman the istam lishman is kasher kamo b'mila. So you see from this question of the Gemara that once again, the writing of a Sefer Torah that only has a general lishma to it, like such as if a non-Jew writes the Sefer Torah, it would be invalid because it needs to be a higher level lishma, but not like the case of Bris Milah, where the general kavana would be valid. Bim Tomar, Kevan the Stam Alav Lishman. And if you want to say that the Stam lishma is not valid, Im Kain, Parakah Shaleach, Gabe Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos, Shaksivasan Min Moser, Ovid Kochavim, Ve'eved, Isha, Ve'katan, Ve'kusi, Yisrael, Mumar, Psulim, Shenemar, Kshartam, Usaftam. Right? All these people, the Moser, the heretic, the idolater, the slave, the woman, the Kusi, the Mumar, etc. So any of these people who wrote a Stam, whether it's a Torah or Tefillin, Mezuzah, so it's Pasul, based on the pasuk of Ukshartem Uchsavtam, that there's a link that has to be a person who puts on tefillin, there's a person who can write these things. Koshe Yeshnu B'Kshir, Yeshnu B'Chsiva. So Lam Likra, Tepuk Le, Da Ovid Kochavim, Stama Avid, Stama Pasul. So based on what we've said all along in this Tosos, why do you need a pasuk at all to teach you that such a Ksiva is invalid? Just say our idea that a non-Jew cannot write Lishma for these types of articles. So Yishlomer, the Tani over Kochavim Agav Yishokatan. No, so it's true. That's enough of a proof. But we say it Agav Yishokatan, where we do in fact need the pasuk because they could write a Sefer Torah Lishma, but it's an invalid writing for a different reason based on Ukshartem Uksavtam. The Hakinami Tana Min De Belav Kra Pasul Mishum De Stamal Over Kochavim. This answer of Agav Yishok also makes sense based on the mentioning of the Min, the heretic, that he also wouldn't need a special pasuk to teach that his writing is invalid, so since you could imagine that his stam lishma would be for Ovid Kochavim and not for the purpose of writing a Sefer Torah. And we'll do one more tosos. We'll jump down to the last tosos. So, dear Maskel Isha Lav Basmilahi, whether or not a woman can perform Bris Milah. So this has to do with how we understand the nature of the commandment of Bris Milah. There's two psukim, whether we go based on the pasuk of Himo Yimol to be circumcised, or whether it's Vatas Brisi Tishmor to keep the bris. So, of course, we understand that since a woman isn't subject to Bris Milah herself, she's Lalav Bas Milahi. So, if you say that it's based on the pasuk of Vatas Brisi Tishmor, so a woman can't perform a bris. If you go based on the pasuk of Himo Yimol to be circumcised, so we say in the Gemara, the Isha Kamad Mihila Damya. She's considered circumcised. I mean, she can't be circumcised physically, but she's part of Bnei Israel. So, So therefore, she has that status. So can, practically speaking, can a woman perform bris milah or not? So we asked from the story of Tzipora, it sounds like she did. Oh no, maybe she didn't. Maybe she started it, but Moshe finished it. So Tosfos says, Yesh lifso k'rav ve'ein isha k'shera limo. Now we pass like Rav, that woman can't perform bris milah. Even though usually when we have a machlokas Rav and Rav Yochanan, we follow Rav Yochanan, but here we follow Rav. In this case, we follow Rav because the Braisa of Rav Yehuda Nasi follows Rav's opinion. But the Bahag says like Rav Yochanan that a woman is kosher to perform bris milah. Well, the Rav, the Amar Enak Sheir Limo, Sarach Lefarish Repair Kama Kedushin. And if we go like Rav, who says that she cannot perform bismillah, so if you look in the Gemara Kedushin, this Gemara talks all about the obligations that a father has to a son, so it talks about meal over there. So it says, dematrich osa velo osa, right, that we darshan based on the word osa velo osa regarding mila. We also talk about the obligation to teach Talmud Torah to one son. So, midare she'eno chayavis limo b'na hainu levakish lamolo. So perhaps you could explain over there, osa velo osa, is discussing the idea whether or not she has to ensure that he has a bris or not. Practically speaking, we say that certainly a mother has the obligation to ensure that that her son has a bris. That is actually that's her part in the bris milah, so to speak. But within the actual bris itself, that obligation falls seemingly on the father and not the mother.